Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The choices we make every day can shape our personality, but our personality can also influence the decisions we make. So in this episode, I'm going to ask you to make some hard choices to determine what kind of person you are. I'll be measuring you against the five main psychological traits to measure personality. Firstly, agreeableness, which is your tendency to cooperate and be compassionate. Then, extroversion, which is how confident and outgoing you are. Openness, which is your sense of adventure and equality, neuroticism, how obsessive and emotional you can be, and lastly, conscientiousness, if you're diligent and careful. Keep a note of how many of each trait you pick, and at the end, I'll reveal what kind of person you are.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
Don't be alarmed. There are morning people, and then there are definitely not morning people. But the very first decision you make when you get up can reveal more about you than you think. So tell me, how do you wake up in the morning? Before or always on your alarm? Usually hitting the snooze button, or don't have an alarm? Let's dive into this. If you wake up before your alarm, that is textbook neurotic behavior. Your obsessive trait extends into your unconscious, and that's impressive. Getting up on your alarm without hitting snooze once shows a conscientious effort to start the day. But if you're hitting the snooze, you're probably a bit more laid back about your day-to-day routine, meaning you'd fall into the agreeableness category. But you must have incredible levels of confidence to wake up on time without setting an alarm at all. That's extroversion for you. How do you roll? There are some choices you make, often without thinking, that tell people a lot about you. So with that in mind, which way round do you hang the toilet roll? Over, under, I never replace the toilet roll. According to the toilet paper personality test designed by Dr. Gilda Carl, how you hang your roll is an indicator of how assertive you are. Hanging it over the exterior supposedly shows dominance, linked to being conscientious and neurotic. Hanging it under shows submissiveness, linked to the laid-back nature of those with high agreeableness. And if you don't replace the toilet roll, that's a confident move linked to the unbothered side of extroversion and openness. Trolley traits. Here's an age-old moral-busting question. You're standing next to some train tracks, which five people have been tied down to, and a train is speeding towards them. You are next to a lever which will change the tracks, but there's a catch. On the other track, one person is tied to it. So do you hit the lever to change the track or do nothing? So, would you personally kill one person to save many? It's a fight between two schools of thought. Utilitarianism, which praises the idea of the greater good, like pulling the lever in this example, and deontology, which says certain actions are wrong despite better outcomes. But these thought processes can reveal some personality traits. A study from Columbia Business School in 2011 found that utilitarianism is linked to Machiavellian personality and psychopathy. On the other hand, deontology focuses more on the individual's actions, meaning your decision not to interfere shows higher traits of neuroticism and conscientiousness. This famous problem has been widely criticized as a test, though, and don't freak out if you chose to save the five and sacrifice the one, because 90% of people surveyed are psychopaths too. Let's expand on this problem with a slight variation now. This time, you're standing on a bridge over the track as the runaway trolley approaches. Now, there's no second track, but there is a very large man on the bridge next to you. If you push him over, his body will stop the trolley, saving the five workers, but he will die. What do you do? Push the fat man onto the tracks? Do nothing. You may have noticed here that the decision is exactly the same. You lose one life to save the five. But instead of 90% of people saying it was okay to sacrifice the one for the five as in the first version, this time around, only 10% of people say that it's okay to throw the man onto the track. Our instincts tell us that deliberately causing someone's death is different than allowing them to die as collateral damage. One reason is that pushing someone to their death feels more personal, activating an emotional aversion to killing another person. It just feels wrong, for reasons that are hard to explain. This problem is at the intersection between ethics and psychology, which is why it's such an interesting puzzle to analyze your behavior. Researchers studied the brain activity of people thinking through these classical problems and found out that both puzzles activate regions of your brain focused on conscious and emotional decision-making. But in the bridge version, the emotional response is much stronger. So if you decided to pull the lever on the first example, but not push the man on the second, you possess a relatively normal emotional and conscious decision-making mindset. If you chose not to pull the lever or push the fat man, the emotional side of your brain is much stronger. If you chose to hit the lever and push the fat man, you're a die-hard utilitarian that may tend to make morally questionable decisions. Finally, if you chose not to hit the lever, but you did choose to push the fat man, you're confused. Or you really hate fat people. Super psychology. Everyone has a superpower they secretly wish they had. But what you may not know is that the superpower you want reveals a lot about the kind of person you are. So tell me, if you could have one of these four superpowers, which one would it be? Super strength, super speed, flight, or invisibility? Let's break this down. Going for super strength indicates you like being the center of attention, which is why this is closely aligned with extroversion and agreeableness. What about super speed? The power to get as much done as quickly as possible? A choice popular with the more conscientious and neurotic among us. And as for flight, which is one of the most adventurous powers, data gathered from 7,065 leaders across the globe found that if given the option between flight or invisibility, 72% chose flight. It's a choice linked to confidence levels of an individual. Leaders who chose to fly over be invisible were markedly more confident, which is a strong indicator of openness and extroversion traits. But those who chose to be invisible were more likely to be in positions of clerical power and safety roles, displaying less confident but more diligent and careful behaviors. This means choosing invisibility places you solidly in the conscientious category. So look out, your secret superpower might be manifesting itself in your job. Rich people problems. Imagine you have invented a new life-changing product, but no investors are willing to take the plunge just yet. They want to see results first. Putting it into production will bankrupt you, but the returns could be huge. Your brother is your business partner, but he and his family depend on the current business to survive. If you go under, he does too. He doesn't want to risk it all, but you control the company. What do you do? Don't invest? Contractually make yourself responsible for your brother and his family if it all goes wrong. Take the leap, pay off your brother, cut him out, and invest everything. You probably guessed, but this question is about the thought process and personality traits of rich people. There are studies that show that rich people's personalities show common traits that help them get ahead in this world. So let's break these answers down. Not taking any kind of leap to preserve everyone's safety is a conscientious act, but if it was because you were worried about losing everything, then that's more neurotic. Taking on your brother at an expense to yourself shows you care about the social implications of failure, as well as wanting to put it all on the line, meaning agreeableness and openness. Taking the leap regardless is a move that requires confidence and a sense of adventure, so extroversion and openness. And finally, cutting your brother out and going for it would be the ultimate extroverted move, with a dash of conscientiousness as you preserve your own interests. Research shows that rich people tend to be less neurotic and agreeable, but more extroverted, open, and conscientious. Of all the answers, they'd probably choose one of the last two. I wonder if money can buy you a new family.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then... you get into the all-new Nissan Murano. And you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof and massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Can I get a lift?
Here's a really simple one. You're driving down a road when you notice a hitchhiker. He's a bit scruffy. He looks like he hasn't seen a shower for a few days and hasn't shaved for a year. Would you pick up this hitchhiker? Yes or no? Okay then. You keep on traveling down the road when you spot another one. This one is wearing a nicely tailored suit and has an impeccable hairdo. Would you pick up this hitchhiker? Yes or no?
This was a test of a principle in psychology called cognitive bias. To a lot of people, appearance is a kind of subconscious indicator of trustworthiness, but it's the traits of your personality which determine how you act on it. If you said no to both hitchhikers, you were probably thinking about how you don't know this person. They could be murderers. Why risk it? A very neurotic or conscientious response. If you said yes to both hitchhikers, you're displaying tremendous trust and are maybe looking to see beyond what they look like despite the possible danger. This is common in those aligned with openness. But if you answered no to the first and yes to the second, or the other way around, it's likely you were affected by their appearance. This hints towards extroversion and agreeableness when you're judging the situation by a skin-deep social standard. So it's easier for you to make decisions based on what you see, which is crucial in today's society. Some like it hot. Now let's turn up the heat. You've just ordered some food at a restaurant and you realize it's quite bland. You ask the waiter to put some sauce on it and they ask, "How spicy would you like it?" What do you say? "I'd like it hot. I put hot sauce on my hot sauce." Actually, bland is fine. Research from the Institute of Food Technologists has found a link between personality type and spicy food preference. So according to the science, if you said you'd like it hot, you're more open to new sensations, putting you in the openness category. But for those who really love the deep burn, you're the real risk takers here, and there's a high chance you sit in the extroversion category a lot like spicy savior Beyonce. And for those of you happy for a life without spice, this question had a second layer as well. Did you trust a stranger to judge how much sauce you wanted? According to the research, this slides you into the neurotic category. But you're not alone. Celebrities like Cara Delevingne and Kim Kardashian aren't huge fans of spice. Maybe bland has its benefits? An electric dilemma. Imagine this. You're at work and one of your assistants keeps messing up. But it's not really their fault, as they've been given bad old equipment to work with. One day after a minor incident, your boss instructs you to fire them. You know that if you do, they will really struggle to get another job. What do? Fire them? Refuse to fire them? Threaten to quit if they're fired? We'll start off by saying this is an adjusted version of the Milgram experiment, designed to test your responses under the pressure of an authority figure. If you answered fire them without hesitation, that would score you a point in the neurotic category, and conscientious if you had to think about it for a moment. To some, it feels like there's no point fighting authority, and going against them only puts you in the path of danger. Refusing to fire them works towards the agreeable trait. You don't want your assistant to blame you for this unfair dismissal. Totally understandable. And pulling the power move of threatening to quit, that's a confident, extroverted response. It could also be considered as openness if seeing the inequality of the situation made you want to level the playing field. Do you bite your nails, pull your hair, or pick your skin? Those of us, and there are many out there, who occasionally like to bite on our nails, have probably been told over the years that we're a bit anxious or highly stressed or maybe even a little socially awkward. Well, according to psychologists, these are all wrong. Sort of. The real reason some people bite their nails is because they're perfectionists. According to a 2015 study published in the Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry, nail biters are just people who are unable to relax and perform tasks at a normal pace. This is what leads to frustration and anxiety, which people often associate with high-functioning nail biters. One study found that parafunctional habits like nail biting were strongly correlated with conscientiousness and the least related to extroversion. How do you take a selfie? The world seems to be split into two groups. Those who take a selfie at basically every opportunity, and those who avoid taking a selfie like they avoid a highly contagious disease. However, it seems like we can break these groups down a little further. Apparently, your selfie style says a lot more than you think it does. According to research from the Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, friendlier people were more likely to take their pics from below, while the conscientious selfie taker was less likely to display the private space behind them. If you tend to go for the duck face in your selfies, then you are, according to the research, more likely to be neurotic. Interestingly, most people tend to not pick up on these personality details when looking at selfies, perhaps because they're too busy rolling their eyes. How quickly do you eat your food? We are what we eat, although how we eat is important too. In fact, it can tell us an awful lot more about ourselves than we might realize. According to behavioral food expert Juliette Boghossian, if you're a slow eater, the kind of person who is still munching long after the bill has arrived, you are the type of person who likes to be in control and tend to be confident and even keeled. Fast eaters, on the other hand, are more likely to be impatient and ambitious. Perhaps unsurprisingly, adventurous eaters, according to Boghossian, are people happy to try things outside their comfort zone in everyday life, while picky eaters are more likely to be a little neurotic and anxious. Finally, if you're the kind of person who separates their food and eats one type at a time, then you're methodical and very detail-oriented away from the dinner table. Playing the psychology field. Let's add a little romance into the mix. You're having a drink in a bar when someone gorgeous walks in. It's crowded and you want to get their attention. What would you do? Plan out what you're going to say? Wing the whole thing? Try and catch their eye? Let them come to you. The things people do when they're trying to flirt speak volumes about their entire personality. We all know someone with enough confidence to just waltz up and blindly try their luck, a definite sign of extroversion. Whereas the person gearing themselves up by planning their moves and words meticulously sits on the more neurotic side of the table. But what about more passive gestures? Allowing them to come to you is a confident move that also indicates you appreciate a sense of equality. In other words, it's a gesture of openness. And if you're sweeping back your hair and trying to pose seductively, then you're attempting to appear more socially adept. In a word, agreeableness. Final results. Okay, so let's look at the results. Did you get very few openness scores, but a wide mix of everything else? Then your personality type is average. Most people fall into this category. It's a well-rounded balance except for openness, meaning you prefer routine over adventure. So you're probably sociable, a little pessimistic, and sensitive to people around you. If your answers were extroversion or conscientious focused, your personality type is self-centered. You're more likely to be successful, but also way more ruthless and headstrong. It also makes you socially confident and energetic. Did you find yourself high in agreeableness, conscientiousness, and extroversion? Then your type is reserved. You're more trusting and well-liked, but also very aware of the people around you. You're able to approach problems with a level head and give thoughtful answers, backing them up with incredible confidence. And finally, if you scored a mixed bag of all of them, with exception of neuroticism, then you're a role model. You're dependable, open to new ideas, and a strong leader. Maybe taking too many calculated risks at times, but you're someone other people look up to, so you probably get asked for advice a lot. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.